My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to go Inside the Huddle with Lions quarterback Jared Goff. Brought to you by Ford, built for America.
Jared, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. And how did you evaluate the performance in week one?
Yeah, you know, it's always good to get a win, and we're never going to apologize for that. But, yeah, some sloppy things, just some week one stuff you hope to chalk it up to, and some things that we can easily clean up and fix and move on with.
Yeah, Coach Campbell on our morning show said there were some things that were a little bit out of sync with the passing game. Is that a matter of knocking rust off? Is stuff that can get addressed pretty quickly?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was a lot of good plays we had in the passing game. But, yeah, certainly there were some things that were out of sync. And, yeah, typically, you know, week one there can be that, and you never want it to happen. But, again, I think it's stuff that we hope we can get here for week two.
Every game's obviously got a different game plan. What was the plan of attack against the Rams, and did it change during the course of the game?
We knew what we wanted to do and came in. I thought they did a good job on defense, but I think ultimately we just kind of kept shooting ourselves in the foot. They weren't really doing anything that was, like, you know, taking away what we wanted to do. It's just, you know, every time we had our opportunities, it just seemed we couldn't capitalize on them. And, you know, again, they're a good team. They did a lot of good things last year. They will be a good team this year. So anytime you can win a game like that, that kind of, you know, dragged on into the fourth quarter and into overtime, it's a good feeling.
So when you go out there for the coin toss in overtime, does the coach say anything to you as you walk out there? I mean, you really have no say. You're not the guy who's calling the toss, but then what's the conversation like on the sideline before you head out there? And what was it like when you came back to the sideline after you guys had won the toss?
Yeah, there's not much conversation. We're taking the ball in overtime, and I knew that. Dan confirmed that and went out there, and fortunately we won the toss, and that was the end of it.
You're not a guy that gets into the drama and all that, but the unavoidable storyline is Stafford's back in Detroit and all that, and I know that's over, but because it gets talked about so much, is it at all awkward when you and Matthew are standing at the center of the field because it gets so much attention that he used to quarterback here and you used to quarterback there?
No, I don't think awkward is the feeling. I think we have a ton of mutual respect for each other. And, you know, I've seen his career since I was young. And, you know, I'd like to think he feels the same way about me. We both had great careers, and I got a lot of respect for him, and hope he feels the same way about me.
Okay, so you go back to the sideline. You guys won the toss. I don't know if it's a discussion with Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, or you say it or whatever. Was the plan going into overtime, we're going to shove the ball down their throat? Or did you guys just start to do it and say, this is working, let's keep running it?
Yeah, I think it was probably the latter. I think, you know, you hand it off a couple times, and they become big runs, and you're like, why wouldn't we try it again? And ultimately, David kind of just took us all the way down there a chunk at a time, and it made it pretty easy for us to move the ball that way. But no, I think we could feel a little bit. You know, we just had that long drive on the drive before that in the fourth quarter, and maybe, you know, we felt like they were getting a bit tired on defense, and we can lean on them a little bit. I think that was part of it, absolutely. But yeah, we were able to run it there at the end, and it became David's game there.
Was there a point in that overtime drive where you said to yourself, we got him. I mean, we broke him. I called it a soul-crushing drive, and it kind of looked like that. But could you see it in the Rams' eyes?
You know, probably when we had that run that got kind of dragged down to the one-yard line. You know, there was the pile, and everyone pushed it all the way down to the one-yard line. Felt pretty good about our chances to score at that point. First and goal on the one, and with the way we were running the ball. So, yeah, that was probably it.
Speaking of running the ball, nice scramble for the first down there, Jared.
Thank you. I'm good for one a game, I hope.
Well, you kicked it into high gear. You kind of changed the pursuit angle from the defense, and you got it outside, and there was an extra gear we saw from Jared Goff on that.
That's right. Yeah, I've been working on it. You know, trying to, like I said, if I can do one a game, that'll certainly help us.
Well, I mean, Tampa did just get done playing Jaden Daniels, so I think they're going to be prepared for a mobile quarterback. I mean, you got to worry about that.
That's right. They better be.
Jameson Williams, you know, we'd heard about it. We were out of practice a few times. The fans finally got to see it, and I guess this just confirmed everything that you guys felt coming into the season, that this guy can be an explosive weapon, and this could be his year.
Yeah, he certainly can be, and I think it was on display the other night. It was, you know, you never know how games are going to go and who's going to get the lion's share of the ball, or, you know, we always have our intentions going into a game, and typically the game will take you in the way that it will, and in this game it was kind of leaning towards him, and he made a few big plays and a few, you know, nice plays after the catch too, and anytime you get the ball to him in space, it's tough, man. It's tough for the defense, and I know defenses are going to be watching that tape, you know, worried about him now.
From a view from the fans in the stands or the fans watching on TV, the uniform color is a little bit different with the pants are, they don't have a stripe on the pants. It's all blue. It matches the end zone perfectly. Do you think at all that the blue pants that match the jersey that match the end zone makes life more difficult for a quarterback, home or away?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It can be. You know, I'd say it more, does it match the wall behind the end zone is probably the better thing.
Oh, you there,
Jared?
Yeah, we'll take it. If it works, we'll take it.
So you got Tampa coming up. Carlton Davis is on this roster. Is there any discussion with him? Has he become an asset this week, Coach Carlton Davis, to help give you guys intel on Tampa?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure we'll have some questions for him. I know that you know, they're a different team this year and they've got different players, but I'm sure we'll have some questions and see if he can give us anything and on some of the ways that they want to do things. But, you know, for the most part, we'll be preparing and getting ready like we have. And they're a tough defense, so we'll have our answer.
You got Tampa this week. You faced the Rams last week. It's the two teams you faced in the playoffs last year. Are you thankful the NFL scheduled things like this, or would you rather see these tougher games kind of spaced out a little bit more?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it doesn't matter to me the way that they're going to schedule however they want. But, yeah, you never know. Are these teams going to be better at some point throughout the year? Are we going to be better at some point throughout the year? You know, you never know. You just hope that, you know, when you do get your chance to play these teams, you're able to beat them, knowing that they're probably going to be good teams later on in the year. And it's another test for us this week.
It's probably not the kind of thing you think about, but back to the Rams game, I was excited to see you guys pocket at what could be a tiebreaker win later in the year because that team's expected to be in the mix in the NFC. Do you guys even give that some thought that there's a little bit more on teams that are contending for playoff spots? I mean, Tampa could be a team in the mix as well when it's all said and done.
You know, I don't think it goes as much as contending for playoff spots. Like, we're not playing for seeding right now, no, you know, at all, but I think it does matter that they're NFC teams, and I think we are aware of that when it comes to winning your division and how the tiebreakers go in your division record. You know, I think the next one is your division record, and then I believe it's NFC opponents. So we are aware of that and know that when we do get these NFC opponents, we do want to win them, and when you get those division opponents, you want to win them even more.
Speaking of the division, are you paying attention to Minnesota, Chicago, and Green Bay, and any thoughts about what they did in week one?
No thoughts, but yeah, I'm aware.
Fair enough. Does it kind of feel like, you know, it's one game under the belt and a win, and thank goodness it's a win, but does it feel like the offense hasn't even really started?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, we had our, you know, fair share of good plays too. I think
Oh, sure.
we ran the ball well. We had some
we had some good plays where we moved the ball. Obviously, the big touchdown to JMO can't be overlooked. But yeah, I think the out of sync is a good word, but like getting it in sync and getting it feeling like, you know, we're moving the ball. And I think, you know, to be honest with you, the third downs and eliminating the three and outs, I believe we had three or four of them. If we eliminate those right there and are able to convert on some of those third downs, it can change the whole flow of the game. It can change the whole feeling of the game on offense. And being able to be on the field for longer will allow us more chances to gain that control and that sync that we're looking for.
You guys really don't have a big receiver size-wise, aside from the tight ends. Do you feel like you need to have that guy who's 6'4" and competing for 50-50 balls or big red zone targets, or you guys are fine just the way it is?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've got Tim Patrick on our practice squad right now, and he's a big guy. Allen Robinson is another big guy. We'll see if we end up using those guys at any point this week or throughout the season, but those guys are on the roster.
Final thought from me. Any comments about the Cal Golden Bears going to SEC country and taking out Auburn?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I do have a lot of comments. How about it? Going to SEC country. I gave Carlton Davis some grief about it this week. That's his squad, Auburn. And 2-0. Go Bears. And it'll be fun, man. They're playing well. We get this, you know, be a little bit more of a national stage now, you know, the ACC, and getting a little bit more eyeballs on them. So Mendoza's playing well. The offense played well. I thought the defense played well. It was fun win to watch.
Is it weird to say ACC?
It is really weird, but it's you know, you got some big time teams over there that are fun to play against.
Lastly, we're in the beginning of the season here. How's the Jared Goff Foundation doing, and what's new that people should know about?
Sure, yeah, we've launched our, I think, third or fourth collection now here in Detroit, and it did really well. I think it did record numbers the first weekend, so it's been fun. The partnership with the state program and Give Merit is still ongoing. It's been great, and just continuing to build on that.
Jared, thanks for your time as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
There he is. Jared Goff joins us every Tuesday here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.